This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam Monson, NFL analyst for the Pro Football Focus, now joining us. You can get him at PFF_Sam on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Sam, how you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
We're doing well. So if I start to look at all the numbers analytically for the Green Bay Packers. The Packers, not a bad team. Overall rated when it came to when I was looking at some of your stuff. They're not bad. They're near the top 10. Overall offense was okay. Their defense was okay. But their run defense was poor. If I'm looking at all of this, their pass rush being very good. So when you start to break the numbers down, what are some of the bigger holes that the Packers have to fill going into this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one is trying to find that second or third receiving weapon that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable in. You know, we've had this situation for a number of years now. It's that he trusts Devontae Adams and pretty much nobody else. And, you know, we saw glimpses of trust between, or glimpses of a connection with Alan Lazard, and they've drafted guys to try and be that second and third receiver, and just none of them have really emerged. And you know, I still don't know if we have a clear understanding of whether that is an Aaron Rodgers problem or if that is the guys that they've drafted, if that's their issue. But either way, I think they need to take a second shot at that. They need to go and get some more guys in this draft, which is one of the best draft classes for receivers in years, and at least conclusively answer whether it is an Aaron Rodgers problem or if it's the fact that the guys they drafted haven't been able to get it done. But I think they need at least one other quality receiver that we know he can trust and can get the ball to.
Now, one of the other areas that a lot of people talked about when we were specifically down at Super Bowl was getting more big bodies around Kenny Clark. They looked at Lowry and Lancaster and a couple of those guys, and they said, look, it's great that they're workhorses, but they're guys. I mean, is there anything special between the beef around Kenny Clark or the middle linebacking position coming from Blake Martinez that this Packers team can say we're safe there, or do they need upgrades at both?
I mean, I think linebacker in particular, you could definitely stand to upgrade there. There's a really intriguing connection that I keep making in free agency between the Packers and Corey Littleton from the Rams. You know, Corey Littleton over the last few years has emerged as one of the best coverage linebackers in all of football. I think that would be a really intriguing option. He's got some athleticism. He can flow to the ball as well. But coverage is where he really stands out and distances himself from the pack. And that's what you need in today's NFL. So that would be a really intriguing option. And also in free agency, this is a strange year for, you know, unusually good kind of modern-day nose tackles. And I know Kenny Clark plays nose tackle as well, but Clark has shown that he's got the ability to become a, you know, a three-down and every-down pass-rushing type of defensive interior guy. And you could potentially line him up more as a three-technique type of player and free up space inside for a guy, whether it's DJ Reader from the Texans, whether it's Javon Hargrave from the Steelers, even a Shelby Harris from Denver. There's a ton of those sort of big-bodied run-stuffing specialists, but guys that have shown they can rush the passer as well.
So I guess my next question is, how secure should we, if they get the beef up front, how secure are they in the secondary with the likes of Jair Alexander and what they picked up over the last couple of years, Kevin King being healthy, even though he's had some issues over the last couple of years prior as well? How secure are they in that secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of young talent in that secondary, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them target like one specific addition. I think you have to take something like the approach that the 49ers took this time a year ago, which is, look, we're not making sweeping wholesale changes. We like the talent of this young group. We think they're going to get better in the offseason, and you'll see a better version of them next year. I think the Packers can do a similar thing. But the 49ers had Richard Sherman as well, and he was kind of the glue that built all of that, bound everything together. I don't know that the Packers really have that, and if they were to target one specific guy that could help everybody else develop and build around him, I think it would definitely be a good thing.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and that's where all the focus lies about, is he or is he not still Aaron Rodgers? Give me your thoughts. I mean, we saw certain people break down film and say, well, he's holding on to the ball, he's passing up open receivers, it's a trust factor, and then I see some of the film from the NFC Championship game, and he has a right to have some of the trust issues because guys didn't sit in zones, didn't go where they were supposed to be. He's focused on one guy. Is Aaron Rodgers still Aaron Rodgers, do you believe?
I think that's really the big question. I honestly don't know if anybody knows the answer to that question. I had just about given up hope of seeing that guy again, and then we saw one of the best performances from him in years, you know, at a really critical time. So I think the ability is still there. There's always been mitigating circumstances, whether it's the offense, whether it's the system, whether it is receivers that haven't been getting open. Every time you look to sort of criticize Aaron Rodgers or pick holes in his game, there's always something else at play as well that makes it a, you know, more than just an easy, simple thing to knock him. So that's why I'm saying that, you know, whether it is him or not, I think that they owe it to themselves to basically go hard after receivers again and give him some guys that, you know, he can definitely trust and sort of firmly put the ball in his court.
The rest of the division, the other teams in the division, Minnesota, they are way over the salary cap. Where do you see this team going?
They are way over the salary cap, but only now. You know, when you roll into the new year and a few people, contracts expire, they're not in as bad a situation as it currently looks for 2020. So they also, I think, have one of the best salary cap guys in the NFL over a period of time. So I think the Vikings will be fine in terms of their salary cap. I think they're less fine in terms of what that roster is starting to do. I think generally starting to erode and decline a little bit, and they do have some pretty significant holes that they need to attack and need to succeed in plugging up, particularly a cornerback. I think corner is a real problem for them. And then the offensive line has been a problem for years, and even though they've thrown resources at it, they don't appear to be able to actually hit on any of the proposed solutions. So I think the Vikings definitely have some problems coming down the road, even if one of them isn't necessarily, you know, a disastrous salary cap situation.
The other aspect, I'm looking at the Bears. And the Bears, defensively, there's talk about trading Khalil Mack. They don't know what they're specifically going to do at quarterback. Do they bring in another quarterback to put pressure on Mitchell Trubisky? Where are the Bears?
I think the Bears are hamstrung by the fact that they're kind of stuck with Trubisky. You know, they traded away all the draft capital to make that happen and to make the Khalil Mack move happen. So they don't really have the moves to attack another young quarterback in the draft. And equally, you know, Trubisky, there were reports that Trubisky was sort of turning off TVs in the building so that the noise of criticism didn't get into the facility. Like, that guy is not going to react well to having competition brought in for his job in free agency. So I think the Bears are really in a problem spot because they've got a quarterback who is sort of proven not to be the guy, and they're kind of stuck with him until an obvious alternative and an upgrade presents itself.
The Detroit Lions, with their quarterback having a broken back from last season, obviously healing up, trying to come back and be a part of this thing coming up next year. They still need some help on their defense. How far away are they from actually being a team that you have to consistently worry about?
Yeah, it feels like the Lions are quite a way away, particularly if they do end up trading Darius Slay, as the rumors are right now. They're a team that would rely entirely on how much Matthew Stafford can get done almost by himself. They have a few talented players, and they've got some strength in certain areas, but there's a lot wrong with that team right now, and they don't give you a tremendous amount of confidence that they're all heading in the right direction.
Always great to chat. I appreciate the time. Sam, they can find you over there on Twitter at @PFF_Sam and Pro Football Focus. Obviously, you guys continue to get it done. When do we start looking for your grades to come out for all the guys going to the combine? Immediately following or when?
Yeah, I'm not sure when our update for the combine grade or combine draft guide is. I think it's immediately following the combine itself. We put out a revised version of the draft guide with all the combine data and grades and all that kind of thing. But you can get the first version right now.
Always great to chat, Sam. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Anytime. Take it easy.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Breaking down the Packers just a little bit and the rest of the NFC North as the Green Bay Packers look to add a few pieces. So he's talking about extra weapons for Aaron Rodgers. We all knew. More beef up front for Kenny Clark and a middle linebacker. Those three positions need to be upgraded. That's what I would assume the Packers are going to be targeting this year. There is going to be availability when it comes to the wide receiver position as far as depth goes in the draft. But still, you'd like to see somebody taken in the first day. To really solidify that wide receiver position, probably another veteran to come in as well. So we'll wait and see. But there's going to be a flurry, fast and furious, to try to get Aaron Rodgers some additional help as well. Sam joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.